Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Welcoming in from Monday Morning Quarterback on Sports Illustrated, none other than Andy Benoit. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks guys for having me.
Well, the first thing that kind of caught our attention was wide receiver rankings came out, and obviously Browns fans right now thrilled as can be that the Browns have some of the best skill position players in the NFL all of a sudden, notably Odell Beckham Jr. So with that said, where do you think the Browns wideouts rank right now in the NFL?
I think they rank near the top. What I really like about the receiving core as a whole is the players' styles of play fit really well together. I think Landry's a pretty classic. He's classic in a certain sense as a slot guy. He's not a Danny Amendola style of player. He's more of a physical slot receiver. And then obviously Beckham can do anything and everything under the sun. And then the guy that really, I went through my Browns notes watching their 16 games on film last year, guys, and actually reviewed them last night. And the guy that stood out over the course of the season, and it wasn't always in production, but just in the way he was used and the way defenses had to address him accordingly, is Antonio Callaway. So to have a vertical threat like that mixed in with a guy like Beckham, and I think Higgins and Baker Mayfield have pretty good chemistry on intermediate routes as well, that's a really good puzzle to put together. If you have intermediate route runners with a speedster like Callaway, and obviously Beckham can get downfield as well, there's about every route combination in the book available to you.
Explain speed being overrated. Is that what I'm taking from this too?
Speed can be overrated within a certain context. So a guy like Callaway, the speed is not overrated because that's what he is. He's a speedster. But you don't have to be a fast player to be a number one receiver in the NFL. And DeAndre Hopkins, Antonio Brown, some of those guys are great illustrations. The defense, especially if it's in man-to-man, but the defense has to play at your speed as a receiver. Defenders have to cover you. So the idea that you need to just run by people, that gets immensely overlooked. So much of route running and getting open in the NFL, that gets immensely overstated. I mean, what's important with route running in the NFL is the way you present yourself coming off the line of scrimmage, how you stem your route, how you set up angles, how you separate at the top of your route, and all of that just gets into body mechanics. That has almost nothing to do with vertical speed.
Andy Benoit joining us on the hotline. So I'm looking at your list right now, and I think Browns fans are going to say, wait a second, Odell Beckham Jr. is the best wide receiver in the game, but you guys don't have him there. In fact, you have him third. So explain your list right now as far as the top five goes.
Well, I mean, it's one through five. It's not going to be a whole lot of difference or separation from one guy to the next. I think we had Julio Jones number one. He's been on the field a little more than Beckham. I mean, it could just be as simple as that. I don't think there's anything Beckham can't do, and the way that you have to defend Julio Jones is going to be very similar to the way you have to defend Beckham. They're going to impact the game the same way. I guess if we're splitting hairs and you get into Julio Jones, he is a very good blocker in their run game, and that's something Atlanta uses by design. He'll align tight to the formation there in Atlanta and get better angles on safeties as a run blocker. That's not something you get with Odell Beckham. In fact, the Giants almost never ask their wide receivers to block on those kind of scenarios. So, but again, we're splitting hairs at this point. The teams that have true number one wideouts, and there might be eight teams in the league that really have that, you have to defend all those guys virtually the same way.
I know in the past, Odell, it has been very public about, look who's throwing him the football. Can you imagine if he has a great quarterback? I look at a guy like DeAndre Hopkins in Houston, who's had big numbers with like five different quarterbacks. It seems like it doesn't matter who's actually throwing the ball for him to put up numbers.
Well, and Hopkins is such a unique specimen because his catch radius is exceptionally wide and his hands are the strongest that I've ever seen. DeAndre Hopkins is a little bit slower. He's not very quick. He's not particularly twitchy, and he's not very refined, and yet nobody in the NFL can cover him. So he's such an outlier stylistically. I don't think Beckham's had an issue with Eli Manning over the bulk of his career. We're talking about playing style now. I did think there were definitely cases on film last year where Eli left throws on the field at the deeper levels, playing a little bit quick, a little bit uncertain. You know, you wonder if he trusts his offensive line or what's going on there, but you're not going to have that issue with Baker Mayfield. There's a decisiveness to Mayfield. He throws the ball on schedule, on time, and what you really like, and this is important when you're playing with Beckham, is he has an ability to quickly eliminate throws that are not there, which is a big part of quarterbacking. So much of quarterbacking is the throws you don't make, because that's how you get into your later progressions. That's how you exploit the weakness in the defense. Well, there will be cases where Mayfield's going to have to get off of Beckham very early because coverages are going to be cheated towards Beckham just about every chance possible, which gets back to why it's important to have a good receiving core around him, to have a speedster like Callaway who makes you hold your safety back, or to have a guy like Landry who can fight for yards underneath. The style of receivers around your number one is critical, and Beckham did not have perfect receiver styles around him in New York. I think he has it now.
How good is Jarvis Landry?
Not as good as people think, but he's a man's man. He's the alpha male from everything I've heard, and there's something to be said for that in the locker room. As a route runner, he's pretty unreliable and unrefined at times. That's why Miami decided to trade him or get rid of him. But in the slot, that's not always as big a deal in certain systems, and we'll see what Freddie Kitchens has in mind. My guess is it will be a little bit of a big deal because Mayfield's such an on-schedule thrower. Mayfield's very good going off schedule as well, but you want to play on schedule with him. It's not like Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay a few years ago where you just, you know, drop back and let's make a play. There's going to be a rhythm and a timing to the offense, and I'm sure Landry will drive his coaches nuts at times, but he's also going to do things that other guys can't do emotionally and physically, and that's going to offset some of that.
Now, I saw on your list you did have Julio Jones ranked number one, and I get it. You're saying there's not a huge gap between any of these guys and Antonio Brown number two. What is it that gets those guys to the top of the list?
Well, Jones is as fast as all those guys, and he's significantly bigger than them. So that one, in that case, it's just talent, but he's also very refined as a route runner, and so is Antonio Brown. And well, I'll tell you what makes Brown really special, and this is probably the difference between Brown and Beckham, and we're talking style again because Beckham's a little bit quicker. He's got a little bit better hands, I think, than Brown. Maybe not as consistent hands, but he's able to make certain catches that Brown maybe can't make. But what Brown does so well is basically gets away with offensive pass interference. A lot of subtle nudges and grabbing of the jersey and grabbing defenders' wrists when the ball is in the air. He has a really uncanny sense for how to get away with that stuff. I've had guys who cover him that have said, we think he does it when he knows the referee's in a certain position downfield and won't be able to see it. We think he's that aware. So Brown has all the little things mastered as a wide receiver. There's a lot you could talk about with him off the field that I do think is important and disruptive. But if we're talking just on the field, how they look on film, Brown plays a position like no one I've ever seen. He's not very big, and he's not as fast as some guys, and yet he dominates.
How do I know that Baker Mayfield takes a step forward in year two instead of a step back?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there's no way to know that for sure, of course, because defenses also have film on Mayfield. So he's more experienced, but he's also more exposed. I would say typically quarterbacks that have a rhythm and a schedule to the way they play tend to be pretty consistent, and he's a precision accuracy passer as well. He's a natural thrower of the ball. So if you can spread out and get into quick strike formations where the ball's out, Mayfield's going to find a rhythm just about every time. The one concern you do have, though, is there are cases where he does not see great from the pocket. We're talking literally. He doesn't see out of the pocket with his height. Those are few and far between. He doesn't have that issue as much as Russell Wilson does in Seattle. But you did see bouts of that on film last year, and that'll probably is always going to be the case. It's a matter of how he compensates, but I'm not too worried about Baker Mayfield. The more you watch the way he plays the game, the more you like. And sometimes when you're a rookie, you might play the game the right way, but be off by a beat or two, and your timing's not there, and you're going to have turnovers, and that's what happened a few times with Mayfield last year. But I never felt like those turnovers impacted him. He never altered the way he played because of a mistake he made, and that's really commendable because those mistakes will gradually dissipate over time as he gets more experienced.
I'm curious. I see your top 10 with the running backs that came out earlier in the week. And Browns fans, again, ecstatic about what they have in the backfield. Who knows if Duke Johnson is going to be a part of it too. But Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, don't see them in your list for the top 10.
No, they're not in the list. They're both excellent players. Nick Chubb's the better of those two players, by the way. I know Kareem Hunt led the league in rushing a few years ago, but you have to take that with a grain of salt because so much of rushing is a collective team effort. If we're talking physical skill set, Nick Chubb has top-end speed, and he has deceptive short area agility. He wiggles and sets up his blocks with nuanced leverage pretty well as a runner. So I'm eager to see how he does. I think he could be I don't think he'll be a bell cow because they don't need him to be. They've got depth at that position. Dontrell Hilliard played in some of their three running back sets even last year. But I think Chubb, if someone said I had to put Chubb in my top 10 running backs right now, I don't think I'd throw much of a fit over that.
Andy Benoit, you can read everything over at Monday Morning Quarterback there in Sports Illustrated. Terrific stuff. Good follow on Twitter. Thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.